Please, why don't you start your testimony over? You got interrupted, and that wasn't fair.
About putting homeless housing up at Washington Park. Actually, I was more in favor of putting Right to Dream 2 near OMSI. I like the fact that there's a lot of natural science. In 1957, when Sputnik happened, they had the old OMSI had a computer. I used to go up there in grade school and see a computer the size of a room. And they grow plants there. If you're a child living in Portland, don't own any property because you rent, you can go up to OMSI and grow a rose or something. This is natural stuff. You know, they're out the Beaverton way. There's a thing called the Tektronik Museum. Out there, on the west side. It's great stuff, to Tektronix, Telstar. But the problem is this area here is a natural spot. There shouldn't be any people around. And if you're going to do housing for the homeless, do it near OMSI. I mean, there's a lot of train tracks there. There was a plan to put a Right to Dream Tour near OMSI. I support that. And don't do anything up near Washington Park. It's a natural spot.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning, Council. I want to formally welcome Mayor Wheeler and Commissioner Udalay. Is that
Udaley?
Thank you.
Can you put your name in the record?
Udaley.
Put your name in the record.
And my name is Craig Rogers. I'm an old straight white guy, and it's my pleasure to walk across a field from where I live and walk into the East Portland Community Center because of the diversity. And Commissioner Fritz, hey, I'm nerd. Commissioner Fritz, you ask a significant question in this excellent presentation that they gave of the different languages served. And so, you're inquiring as to the diversity. And what you got going on over there at East Portland Community Center, I really encourage you to keep that going forward with Washington Park and all your different areas. This isn't too abstract, but Jeff Merkley recently was a part of opening up the area down the Siskiyou Mountains that President Obama contributed some more land to it. That area down there is actually one of the most diverse areas because there's three distinct ecosystems that overlap, and where they overlap, it's incredible diversity, and nature tends to run ahead of humanity. And we need to look at examples of there in nature of why diversity is so important, and we as humanity should grasp and understand that and really appreciate the diversity that we have in humanity. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further council discussion? Seeing none, Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz? Thank you for this great presentation, Victor Sanders, Rachel Felice, Heather McCary, the entire Washington Park Board, and TriMet, who are partnering on this. Also, particular thanks to Commissioner Fish for starting this project, and also for his work working with the Water Bureau and Bureau of Transportation to alleviate the congestion. The lingering concern that I have is that when we saw the pictures of the board, clearly it does not represent the community that we serve. And so I'm going to be hoping that in the next year we can have more discussion of how could we make sure that people from East Portland are able to come to the park, because it takes a very long time on TriMet to get from the East Portland Community Center all the way to the park. So we've had several years to get the concept going, and now we need to refine it to make sure that everybody has access and they're not limited by the ability to pay either parking or the expenses of the admission. I also was reflecting when we were listening to the presentation about the shuttle bus that it's becoming more and more like Yellowstone Park, that to decrease the congestion and also for making sure that people can get around, we've got these internal shuttles as well as the external ones. And I think the more we can start thinking of the different attractions at Washington Park, very much like some of the different attractions in Yellowstone Park, we can continue to promote this wonderful resource that was started so many years ago. Aye.
Fish.
First, thank you for the excellent presentation and the history lesson.
I particularly like the photograph of the bus that used to be used. And I was thinking, was that, did we borrow that from Ken Kesey, or did we give it to him after we were finished with it? That was a classic. And also I want to compliment the team for coming up with the name Explore Washington Park. I think that's has a nice ring to it. I like the logo. This is about good government. The idea is that users pay to maintain the physical infrastructure. And we didn't used to charge people to drive up there, but there was an impact on the road, so everyone paid for it. And I think it's very appropriate to say if you use Washington Park, you're going to help defray the cost, and you're going to help cover the cost of shuttle buses to get people out of their car. This is consistent with our climate action plan because we are giving people options, alternatives to driving there. They can take the MAX, they can take a shuttle bus, they can walk. And finally, this is one of our crown jewels, and I didn't realize this was the centennial year. So I look forward to the many celebrations with the Parks Commissioner and the community as we celebrate this treasure. Thank you for a great report. Aye.
Hugh Daly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I thought it was a fantastic and informative report, and I believe the team has actually left at this point, but perhaps Commissioner Fritz, if you could extend my thanks along with the other commissioners, thanks for the hard work they put into it. Public testimony notwithstanding, it was a report explicitly about transportation, and it was exactly the report I had hoped to hear in terms of how we reduce the number of personal vehicles being driven to and then stored in the park while people are there. The reality is they've made it easy, cheap, convenient, in fact, free, in many cases for people to be able to get into the park. I was pleased with the answer to my question about people who are mobility limited in terms of making sure that everybody has access to this amazing asset in our community. So I'm an enthusiastic aye. The report is obviously accepted.